Now, this is gonna, could go into the night, but that's how this works. We're going to move to our proclamations, which go very fast, and we're going to get our folks. We're going to get our folks who we are proclaiming for their good deeds and their good things that they've done. We're going to get them. We're going to recognize them and go through it, and then we're going to come back into the order of the business of the day. So a lot of you are here for, I see there's people in blue, there's people in pink. We're going to come to you probably in about 30 to 40 minutes when we get through our proclamations, and I'll try to move us along, but I think some of you may want to use the next 30 or 40 minutes to go to Uber Eats or something else and get your food delivered, because we may be here for a little bit tonight. Okay. With that, let's go to the PAs, and I'm going to begin.
And just for the record, everyone has a list at the end of their
Yeah, addresses. Go to the list at the end. We have quite a few proclamations, and what we're going to do with the proclamations
have extras if you
remember, need. Sometimes we all go to the front. We're not going to be able to do that today, so we're just going to have people, when we take your pictures, we'll stand up behind you, and Georgie will yell at us to move around. But okay, why don't we begin, though? I'd like to pull up PA1, and on deck will be PA21 and PA23. Those are our police folks, and I'd like to get them, I'd like to honor them and then get them back to work.
Okay, so we're going to do PA1, award presentation, Miami Beach Police Department. Officers Jack Cover, Medal of Heroism. And we're doing PA22, Proclamation Public Works. You said PA2 also, Mayor?
PA1, uh-huh. Which is, I believe, Sergeant Delgado, Officer Moreno, and Officer Carballo.
Okay, so we're doing PA1.
And then on deck is PA21, which is from Commissioner Fernandez. So let's get these officers up here, if you don't mind. Sergeant Eddie Delgado, where are you?
He's out in the hallway, sir. He's on the way.
Okay, you're getting them. Officer Moreno and Officer Pete Carballo. And I'm going to wait till they're here before I tell you why we are presenting them with some special awards.
And for the SWAGA folks who help us with the videos, we're starting the 5:30 meeting now, so just not to confuse them, because they're watching.
We have videos for this?
Oh, yeah. Meaning,
all right.
What? We have people who help us with the videos and log
okay.
them in. I got you.
Okay. Where are we? We got our guys here? You're not any of those guys. Okay, I know you. All right, well, where is we need Sergeant Delgado, Officer Moreno, and Officer Carballo.
Coming up right now, Mayor.
Okay. Oh, I guess I am going to come up and present something, right? Let me tell as soon as they're all here, I'm going to tell our community why we are honoring you today. We got all of you?
He's right outside with okay. his little baby, so I'm pretty sure he's coming.
He's got a baby.
There he is.
All right. Come on up here with your babies. You guys are clapping before you know how amazing these people are. Or just the fact that he came with a baby is enough. So let me tell you why we are presenting medals, the Jack Cover Medal of Heroism today, to these individuals. On October 3rd, they saved a man attempting death by suicide in the ocean. We gave them certificates on October 7th, 21, but they have since been awarded the Jack Cover Medal of Heroism. Miami Beach Police Department got a 911 call from the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. A man said he wanted to go into the ocean and drown himself. He went into the water with a backpack. When the officers found him, he refused to come ashore. These officers dropped their gear. They dove into the water at danger, where they would get them out, bring them to shore, and bring him back to consciousness. So for that, they will be awarded the Jack Cover Medal of Heroism, and now would be an appropriate time to applaud.
Thank you. Move this way.
Next item is PA 22, Proclamation Public Works Department Earns Reaccreditation.
21.
PA 21, Certificate of Recognition, Officer Rene Pimental. PA 21.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We often speak in our community about our seniors and how much we provide for our elderly community. And they certainly are one of the most caring and most special parts of our community, but they're also one that are most vulnerable in our community as well. And people who mean to harm others target them, and they unfortunately often fall prey to their manipulation. Officer Rene Pimentel deserves to be recognized today. And we do so in recognition of the diligent investigative work that he did together with our Miami Beach Police Department. He engaged in an undercover case of elderly exploitation, and the victim was an 86-year-old resident of this community of Miami Beach. And this resident fell prey specifically to the manipulation of someone that befriended her under the guise of assisting her. And just think of that, how sad it is. Our elderly, who often are in need of someone to lend them a hand and to help them through the most difficult times of their life, yet they thought they could trust someone, and this person just came in to make prey of them and manipulate them. And through a multiple of interviews and meticulous review of bank statements and careful examination of phone records, our police department and Officer Pimentel were able to reveal a web of fraudulent charges, including unauthorized credit card usage and fraudulent ATM withdrawals, true abuse of the trust that this elderly individual placed in this criminal that took advantage of their situation. And today, Officer Pimentel, not only do we want to recognize your work, but honor you for it. Because in doing this, you send a message to everyone out in the world that Miami Beach is a community that cares for its elderly, that you cannot come to a community like Miami Beach and prey on the elderly, because the men and women of the Miami Beach Police Department will look into it, they will investigate it, and they will uncover any intent to manipulate them and defraud them. And so today, Officer Pimentel, we honor you, we thank you, and we present you with this certificate of recognition, not on behalf of us, but on behalf of the entire community out there who have elderly individuals and their families who could very well have become the victim of this criminal. And thanks to your efforts, now that person is serving time, is serving behind bars for the justice that this elderly person deserves. So thank you for your detective work. Assistant Chief Acosta, I don't know if you'd like to say anything. And
just really quick, Commissioner. Yes. I just want to thank you, the mayor, and all of the commissioners. Quite often, you recognize our officers and our detectives for the great work that they do. And trust me when I tell you, it means the world to them to hear these words coming from you. So thank you for that. Thank you for this recognition. This is the work that they do each and every day, and they're proud to do it on behalf of our residents of our city and on behalf of our department. So thank you.
And Detective Pimentel, I don't know if you want to say anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
PA-23. The next item is PA-23, which is presentation recognizing Officer Errol Vidal.
Officer Vidal? Hey! Everybody's bringing their kids. So let me tell you about why Officer Errol Vidal is here. On March 25th, 2023, officers were dispatched to a juvenile and adult male struggling in the water due to rip currents, which we get now and again here. And while en route, they were advised that the patients had become unresponsive and were taken away from the land by the very strong currents. He arrived to the scene and observed he could see a male approximately 75 to 100 feet from the shore. He took off his ballistic vest, his gun belt, and boots in preparation to enter the water. He entered the water and swam to intercept the patient. He reached him, turned him upright, so his face was out of contact with the water and made a very difficult swim toward shore. While the patient was treated for cardiac arrest and was able to regain pulse on the scene, he was transported to a hospital for further treatment. What we are recognizing Officer Vidal for is this was really a very heroic swim without any assistance. Officer Vidal inhaled and ingested large amounts of salt water, almost leading to really his own peril. He has served our community for the past 17 years and exemplifies our department's core values and mission. I always like to say, because I believe it, that you hear about police officers doing something amazing, but all of our department, our men and women, wake up every day prepared to be a hero, prepared to put themselves at risk for us. So when somebody does that, we like to remind ourselves that they need to be lauded for it, they need to be thanked for it, and frankly, you represent all of your department in a great way because every one of them would be prepared to do something like that. Thank you, officer.
The next item is PA-2, Proclamation Hispanic Heritage Month, requested by Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Today I want to take a moment let's call up first the members of the Hispanic Affairs Committee who diligently work very hard to keep the culture of our community alive here in Miami Beach. I see their excellent liaison, Leonor Hernandez. If you come here forward, Carmen. Come here forward, please. Okay. All right. We want to celebrate today Hispanic Heritage Month. It runs from September 15th to October 15th. And here in Miami Beach, we're fortunate that not only do we have a vibrant community, but it's a rich tapestry that is woven together by the diversity that calls Miami Beach home. And most certainly, the Hispanic community has played an integral role in shaping the vibrancy and the inclusivity of the identity of our city and enriching our lives with tradition, with customs, and with contributions that just highlight us and exemplify us on the world stage. And during Hispanic Heritage Month, we come together to celebrate and recognize the profound impact that Hispanic Americans have had on the fabric of our society, from art and literature to science to business and even politics. And here in Miami Beach, we take great pride in being a melting pot of cultures, and we cherish the unique perspective and the experiences that our Hispanic residents bring to our community. The strength of Miami Beach lies in its unity, and by honoring Hispanic Heritage Month, we reaffirm our commitment to fostering an environment of inclusivity, respect, and understanding amongst all residents. And so, therefore, today, as mayor and city commissioners of the City of Miami Beach, we do hereby proclaim September 15th through October 15th as Hispanic Heritage Month in la ciudad de Miami Beach. Muchísimas felicidades.
Felicidades.
La cultura hispana es parte de lo que nos enriquece en nuestra ciudad, es parte vibrante, es lo que nos hace tan especial acá en el sur de la Florida. Otras comunidades no tienen la diversidad que nosotros tenemos acá en el sur de la Florida, y es motivo de gran orgullo que esta ciudad y que esta comisión se une con honor, con felicidad, para celebrar esta diversidad y para celebrar esta parte tan importante de nuestra cultura, que es la cultura hispana. Así que, Mr. Mayor, should we go to the front to present this proclamation?
Sure.
And I don't know if the committee members, if they want to say anything or not.
So the next item is PA3, Proclamation National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, requested by Commissioner Fernandez.
It's not yours yet. Commissioner Fernandez, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually thought your office was doing this one. But I think it's a shared effort, and it's not me. I think we present this truly on behalf of the entire city commission. And when the request was received in our office, and I'm going to let Sylvia really do most of the speaking after we present this proclamation. But how could we say no to proclaiming Childhood Cancer Awareness Month? Because we have to. This is an effort that we all believe in, and I'm just going to quickly read this proclamation. Whereas September has been designated National Childhood Awareness Month to honor those children whose lives have been lost and those irrevocably impacted by this terrible illness, and to strengthen the nation's resolve to search for a cure. And whereas cancer is the leading cause of death by disease among U.S. children between infancy and 15 years of age. And whereas one in every 260 children in the U.S. will be diagnosed with cancer before the age of 20. And whereas childhood cancers across all racial, ethnic, geographic, and socioeconomic backgrounds, and each year tens of thousands of children face the battle of cancer with incredible bravery, and inspiring hope. And whereas this disease not only affects the child diagnosed with cancer, but also their entire support network of devoted parents, grandparents, loved ones, and friends. And whereas this month we recognize that these burdens are shared by countless dedicated health professionals, organizations, charities, and parent advocacy groups which support patients and families by offering advice, encouragement, hope, financial assistance, and work tirelessly to lift the spirit of cancer. And when you sent us, I think we all come together. When you sent that support network, the families and the community around them that are there giving them the inspiration and the hope to keep fighting every day. Thank you for the work you do.
Hey, I'm going to say one thing. I remember why I co-sponsored it with you. So when I was 25 and I kids with cancer in Birch State Park in Fort Lauderdale, some ladies asked me to set it up, so I did, along with some other friends of mine. And so for 20 summers, I spent my vacation with these children who had cancer, really the most inspirational group of people I ever met. It was the families, really, that I found to be so exceptional. The kids go through it like champs, but moms and dads, it's a whole other experience. So I spent 20 years privileged thing I've ever done. 17 years into that experience, my nephew got acute lymphocytic leukemia, and after going through two or three years of marrow transplants, he succumbed to the disease. And I always thank the parents, because my sister and I really did not know how to deal with it, but because of this experience, I saw the kind of courage that happened. So to all the families out there that, after they lose somebody, decide they're going to do something, to all those others out there that are experiencing it, we are very grateful to you, because that's really something exceptional. And I know I benefited from that, as did my sister, who obviously went through a horrible tragedy herself, a family tragedy, but it was that network that Commissioner Fernandez just referred to, which was so exceptional to me. So thank you for what you all do to really bring this message to the world.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you for proclaiming September as Childhood Cancer Month, not just this month, but you do every single year. You always support our children. And yes, childhood cancer is something that most people don't like to talk about. They don't understand what our children go through. My own baby battled cancer for 3.5 years, and in those 3.5 years, he underwent 55 cycles of chemotherapy, 50 rounds of radiation. He had over 200 blood and platelet transfusions, 12 surgeries. He was treated in 7 different hospitals across 5 different states, and so much more. And unfortunately, that is the norm for our children that battle these aggressive cancers. Some of our cancers still remain terminal upon diagnosis, such as DIPG, which is an inoperable brain tumor. That is the same brain tumor that Neil Armstrong's daughter died from in 1962. And it is truly unfathomable that we were able to send him to the moon and do everything else that our country and our world has been able to do. And we still have no viable treatments for these children. They are terminal upon diagnosis with a life expectancy of 9 months. Ever find a cure for our children is to raise awareness and let people know what our children go through and how little funding that there is for childhood cancer. And it is also very important to keep our children as happy as possible. 5 years ago, we started our foundation 15 years ago when my baby was diagnosed with cancer. 5 years ago, we opened the country's first childhood cancer haven here in Miami, and we support children from all over the world that are treated in our South Florida hospitals, because our children go through so much, and we always say that they are sweet and they are brave, but they are not brave because they want to be. They are brave because they have to be. So whenever we can bring them joy and happiness, we do that. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting our children.
Thank you.
The next item is PA 4, Certificate of Recognition, Melissa Delisle, former Miami Beach Senior High PTSA President, requested by Commissioner Fernandez.
All right, where's Melissa? There's Melissa.
Hi.
All right. Well, for those of you who don't know Melissa, Melissa is the rock star. And she's the rock star of public schools and PTAs. Melissa, ever since her two children enrolled in the Miami Beach public school system, has been a tireless volunteer and advocate for the students, for the parents, and for the teachers of our schools here in Miami Beach. She has worked collaboratively not only with administrators within the school system, but also with the neighboring communities and with city government officials with great success, always advocating on behalf of not just the PTAs, but also on behalf, most importantly, of the students of the schools. She held her first PTA position at North Beach Elementary School. Her children attended North Beach, Nautilus Middle School, and finally Miami Beach Senior High, where Melissa stepped up and achieved, and her achievements just grew. She proudly served as PTSA president, and I never mess with a PTSA mom. So whenever she calls for anything, it's like, I trust in her. And under her leadership as president, she was able to secure a $25,000 donation from the Miami Dolphins Educational Foundation for a new football scoreboard. She secured a donation of $17,000 from the City of Miami Beach for the new marching band uniforms. And she raised $35,000 during Miami Give Miami Day. Your accomplishments in fundraising and building community and infrastructure for the schools are certainly substantial, and it will last much beyond your tenure of service. And we honor you today because you're now the proud mom of two High Tide graduates, but we know you'll continue making a difference, and we know that the hard work you did for so many years, you did it for the goodness of your heart, for the good of the students of our community, and that work will have a ripple effect in the good that your children and the children that they were in school with will contribute in our community, hopefully for many years to come. So congratulations, Melissa. Thank you for your service, and we're honored to recognize you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just have something to say besides thanking Mayor Gelber and Mayor Commissioner Fernandez and all the commissioners. You have all been such a partner for me and for the school. I started this because my kids entered the school and they said, Mom, you have to do something. The school wasn't up to par with what you would expect in a city like Miami Beach. Infrastructure was lacking. There was little passion out of the kids and the teachers. So little by little, PTSA got together and we identified ways to improve the school, and with your partnerships and Miami-Dade County Public Schools partnered with us in a few endeavors, like the field. The football field was a transformative thing for Beach High, and the patio that we just completed also has just solidified and helped bring so much pride to our school and to our students and the teachers. So it all, we all should benefit, we all are benefiting from all the work we did as PTSA parents. And Mayor Gelber, I wanted to tell you that we're going to miss you very much because you have a special relationship with our school. Your mom was a school there, and your children went to school there, as like many of us here in this room are parents of Beach High. So good. Good luck to you in the future, and thank you for all of your partnership with our school.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I saw it. Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About three times, yeah, because it's a three-hour booth.
The next one is PA5, Certificate of Recognition. Lilian Lopez, President, CEO, SFHCC, requested by Commissioner Fernandez.
All right, so the mayor made me come down here instead, and he gave me this microphone rather than occupy time and going back up. Monica's laughing. So earlier today, I was speaking here. Let's go here to the middle. Earlier, importance of diversity and supporting our cultural diversity here in Miami Beach. But part of supporting our cultural diversity in our community is also supporting those businesses that contribute to it. Those businesses, small businesses, that enrich the fabric of our community. And we do that in part thanks to the guidance that we get from organizations like the South Florida Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And Lily is not only a resident here in Miami Beach, a long-term resident of since kindergarten, there you go, a long-term resident of our city. But Lily is the president and founder of the South Florida Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Lily has exemplified dedication, vision, and tireless advocacy, demonstrating her capacity to uplift and empower our community. And you have a unique passion to foster economic growth, to promote cultural heritage, and champion the aspiration of Hispanic entrepreneurs. And you can't call Lily without her being in D.C., meeting with a senator, meeting with a member of Congress, without her being in Tallahassee, advocating for policies, because that is who Lily is, always looking after not only our community, but the businesses that keeps our community moving. So Lily, on behalf of the mayor and our city commission, we do here proclaim today, September 27th, as Lily Lopez Day in the city of Miami Beach.
Next item is PA6, presentation JCC Maccabee Gold Medal winners, requested by Mayor Gelber and Commissioner Fernandez.
Okay, where are they? Where are the JCC gold medalists? Here. Wait a second. You're the, you played with me once. Right?
Yes.
I just want everybody to know, I'm 62. I plan on, see the big guy in the middle who's pretty awesome? I had to cover him once. It was the ugliest thing you could ever see. He left me on the ground huffing and puffing, but I'm here still today. Joe, you want to tell us a little bit about what you guys did? Come on. All right.
These are my guys, but Ira coached this year.
Come on, Ira. Tell us a little bit about it.
It was an exciting tournament. We competed against, I believe, 26 other teams from around the country. We made it to the finals pretty easily, and then in the finals got a little bit of a scare and won the game by 2 points. So it was an exciting tournament. We took home the gold and proud to represent Miami Beach.
Well, first of all, thank you guys for what you do, and thank you to the JCC. This is when I was a kid, we had a JCC, but it really wasn't the JCC we have today. So to all the folks that made this into a special place, thank you very much. It's a great place, not just for Jewish kids, but for all kids who come there and use it. And I want to thank you all, because I watched my kid go to this tournament, and they didn't quite get a gold. I got an A for effort. But you guys actually did amazing. So I know that Commissioner Fernandez and I are very excited to give you these things. Alex, you want to say anything? Are you ready? You're going to leave the basketball to me? Okay, I am a gym rat, so this is something quite amazing. We've got certificates. Danny, why don't you find out who's who? I see a Meltzer there, right?
It wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just basketball. It was soccer, too, that won the gold in Israel.
So soccer won the gold in Israel. It's really amazing that these kids went there with their... it reflects well upon us. So thank you all very much. We have a certificate. Why don't you all come over here? Any of you want to say anything? You know, none of you are applying for college. You want a little clip that you can use later? Okay. Would not suggest that ever happens. Come on, Joe. Where's Meltzer?
Right here, right next to
him. You got a little big, didn't you?
Parents.
All right, let's give one more big applause to our basketball and soccer champions from Miami Beach. So thanks, man. PA-12
is proclamation Mark Hertzkowitz. By
education
Mayor
theme.
Gilbert and Commissioner Fernandez.
Okay, come on up here, Mark.
Yes, sir. Because he plays basketball.
I wouldn't call that playing basketball. Okay. So we're going to give a... Our commission is honoring Mark Hertzkowitz. And if you don't know Mark, he's one of these people that gets things done and doesn't actually really even like to get any credit for anything. But he has helped amazingly in helping the Hebrew Academy get to the place where it is today. The new building was really, he was the person that was constantly here making sure that that building was on time, on target, and really wasn't just about building a building, but building a place where young people go to really become who they're going to be. And it was really amazing to me to see the job that he did. And I've known him for quite some time. But watching him take on this task on his shoulders, along with so many at the Hebrew Academy who made that building happen, is incredible. So we're now going to commend Mark for his invaluable contribution to the advancement of education and the enrichment of our community. And we're gonna give you Mark Hertzkowitz, September 27th, 2023, as your day. Thank you very much.
And I just wanted to join you, Mr. Mayor, in doing this because I think a true testament of the work that you do is that you're not doing it anymore. And I think, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned it at the ribbon cutting for the new school building, is that you're not doing this work selfishly because your children already graduated from the Hebrew Academy. They're not going to be the ones to benefit from this. It's a community. It's the work you did for the greater good of the community, all the children of Miami Beach that will attend the school there. And we've witnessed the good product that comes out of that school and the good work that they contribute to our community and the generations of family that have gone there and the impact that that has had later on in our city. And it's because of that that we felt it was so proper and fitting that the city honor you today, because your children are not going to benefit from this, but it's countless other children in our community and generations to come that will benefit from the labor of your hard work. And it's an honor to join Mayor Gelber and my colleagues in recognizing today as Mark Hertzkowitz Day.
Thank you. I just want to thank you very much. On behalf of the Hebrew Academy community and myself, I greatly appreciate this award. And I'm very happy and pleased that I was able to partake in building the new building. So for many, many years to come, the city of Miami Beach will continue to grow and help educate many, many students to come for a long time. Thank you very much.
The next item is PA-10, Proclamation Procurement Department Earns Accreditation, requested by Commissioner Vice Mayor Richardson.
David, come on down.
Good evening. Today we're going to recognize the Miami Beach Procurement Department as Procurement Department Day. So on September 7th of this year, the City of Miami Beach's Procurement Department earned the National Institute of Governmental Procurement's Quarterly Public Procurement Department Accreditation. With that, I want you to tell us a little bit about what that means.
Oh, boy. So first of all, thank you to you, the mayor and commissioners, for this recognition. I'd also like to thank Lena Hudak, city manager, for pushing us to do this, and assistant city manager Mark Taxis. We couldn't do this without them. The QPPD accreditation is awarded to departments that go through a national standardized accreditation process. There are 123 criteria. We achieved successfully 107. So there's some work to be done. There's, you know, we've come a long way, but there is still work to be done. It kind of lays out what best practices are for procurement departments, and the accreditation is valid for 3 years, and they change the criteria so you don't get too comfortable. And every 3 years you have to redo the accreditation. So.
Well, just so everybody knows how special this is, of the 3,000 government agencies, only 165 have this accreditation. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. And before
go ahead.
Before I go up, I want to thank my team. I have the most amazing team in the city. We couldn't do this without them. I call them the Timex kids because they take a licking and keep on ticking.
I love your team because you guys always follow your procedures. You award hundreds of contracts in the city every year, and you do it in a very transparent way. So thank you for everything you do.
Done.
Look right here. Last one. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. PA-7 is Certificate of Recognition, Greater Miami LGBTQ Chamber of Commerce, requested by Commissioner Fernandez.
Wait, what am I doing?
Okay. We had a backlog of proclamations and certificates, by the way. Recently, we decided that we would have our awards and presentations meeting on a day we wouldn't have official business. And so we had a backup. Of course, we still had business, but we're still out smiling. There we go. So today we want to recognize Commissioner Richardson, myself, and the entire City Commission. We want to recognize the Miami-Dade Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce for the work that they've done, especially this year, because our hometown chamber was recognized as the 2023 Affiliate Chamber of the Year by the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. And that's pretty significant, big recognition. And they received this because it underscores this chamber's unwavering commitment to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion while fostering economic growth and empowerment within the LGBTQ business community. And we highlight that here in Miami Beach because we need to underscore the importance of this community, what it attracts in terms of tourism, what it attracts in terms of economic investments in our local businesses that then trickle down into employment opportunities and into the success and the vitality of Miami Beach. And so on behalf of our community, on behalf of our residents, and on behalf of my colleagues on the City Commission, we want to recognize you for the work that you do, for keeping us vibrant, for keeping our economy moving, for keeping us a diverse and welcoming destination in the state of Florida. Thank you, especially Steve Atkins, for the work you do leading this chamber. And I want to recognize my colleague, Commissioner Richardson.
I'll be brief. Congratulations. Someone told me that. Did you guys move into the largest now, or where are you ranked?
We're top three.
Top three. That's pretty great. Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations to you. Let's get a picture. Do you want to say something?
I'll say something briefly. We are honored that this is our home, and we couldn't be more proud of representing not only Miami Beach, the best and most progressive city in the world, but also to really market the destination in a climate that has been relatively difficult the last few years. So on behalf of our team, we represent a $15 billion local economy. That's just Miami-Dade County. And we're proud to be your chamber, your LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So thank you for the recognition. Good night.
George, I take us out. Okay. George, I promise George I'd take the shot. Yep, go ahead and do it. 1, 2, 3.
Everybody look at Luis, please.
Me.
Got it. Everybody look at me, please. One more?
No, Monica.
One more over
Monica?
Here?
Monica?
I got it.
No, no. George asked me. We're a proud supporter. We're a proud supporter.
Yes, you are.
We are.
PA-8 is presentation. ADL, No Place for Hate, requested by Mayor Gelber. Okay.
All right. Our school board member, Ms. Gelber, is here. Come on up. Anyone else you got? Ms. Del Ball. Dawes. Murphy. Rito. Nazar.
So, thank you. We are record. You guys have, you've got shirts and kids. You've come ready. So, what we're doing today is we are recognizing the ADL No Place for Hate. We've got some of the leaders in our community and our school system, including our school board member. I think our chief of staff to our school board is here. The ADL education director is here. The principal of Feinberg, the principal of Nautilus, the principal of South Point. Counselor at Biscayne Elementary. Just so you know, our Miami Beach schools have earned the prestigious and important ADL No Place for Hate designation in this school year. The city earned that designation by really doing what it can to eradicate bullying in our public schools and across our community. They've partnered for over a decade. I've been to many of their events to implement the ADL No Place for Hate program in our schools. One of every five kids reports being bullied. 5 million kids in our nation are being threatened, pushed, and called names, and overall excluded from the kinds of activities that you would hope they would be included in. So this is really something anyone who's a parent, and I am one, knows that it's important to create a safe place for our children in our schools, and these are the people that make it happen. So thank you all very much for what you're doing, and I'd like to hear from you.
While she's looking for that, I just want to say thank you so much, Mayor Gelber, all of the commissioners, for everything you do for our children. As your elected school board member, I have to tell you, as a teacher, I have to tell you that the work that ADL does and No Place for Hate is so important to create a positive learning experience and a healthy and welcoming learning environment. Our students thrive in welcoming environments free from harassment, free from discrimination. And I just want to thank the city ADL and everything that you all do to make our schools and maintaining this positive learning environment. And thank you, of course, to our principals, our educators who are here, who are taking a stand to fight against hate. And it's a privilege to have you all here. Thank you.
If I could add one thing to what you said, and I want to thank you, Ms. Geller, for your work. You know, the last couple of years, it's become pretty difficult in our public schools, frankly, because sometimes that hate doesn't come from children, it comes from the Florida legislature, frankly. I know it's a hard thing to say, and it's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. And I appreciated when you brought before your school board, although it was unsuccessful, I thought twice you've now done it, to ask them to simply recognize Pride Month seems to be something that would be pretty simple. And when you heard some of your colleagues talk about that as indoctrination, it was pretty offensive. So I want to thank you for standing up. Whitewashing education in schools doesn't make any sense. Making anybody feel like a school isn't for them is something that's just wrong. And it's amazing that in this is a year we're still talking about it. But thank you for what you've done, and all of you, because I know all of you want all of your kids to be comfortable and happy in their school. Okay, anything else from the group? Here we go.
I'll just mention, so I'm Amanda Dawes. I'm the education director for the Anti-Defamation League. And I'm honored to speak with you today about fostering a culture of inclusion and respect in our schools. As a former social worker, educator, and now education director for ADL, I've seen the impact that hate and prejudice can have on individuals and communities, and it's essential that we work together to create a safe and welcoming environment for all students, regardless of their backgrounds, beliefs, or identity. So we wanted to thank the City of Miami Beach for their dedication to building a community of respect and understanding. Thank you to Mayor Gelber for your continued support of this initiative and the broader work we do at ADL to combat hate. We want to thank School Board Member Sia Baez Geller for your leadership in promoting inclusive school environments. And thank you to Dr. Leslie Rosenfeld for all of your continued support and dedication to No Place for Hate programming. And thank you to all the principals, vice principals, school counselors, No Place for Hate coordinators, club leaders, and teachers who work diligently every day to ensure that school is a safe and inclusive place for all students. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. And thank you for coming out today, especially some of you that might be bordering on your bedtime. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. Next, we are going to go to...
Take a picture.
Oh, picture.
Come up. Come up here. Come up. Face. Come right in front of us so we can...
Do you have a phone?
Hey, buddy.
Do you want to use mine? Oh, you have one? Oh, okay. Great.
I always stand up for pictures. Come on, guys. Even you. That's a very decent map.
Okay, everybody ready? Please wait for Commissioner Fernandez just a second.
Quick, take it.
Okay. Everybody look at me, please.
Okay. All right. Mr. Richardson, you got something, right? What's the next one in order? Is it 11?
It is 11. PA 11 is proclamation, Miami Beach Community Health Center National Award in Innovative Care, requested by Vice Mayor Richardson.
Okay. Welcome, Doctor. Thank you. The City of Miami Beach is proclaiming today Miami Beach Community Health Care Center Day. So some congratulations, first of all. Thank you. As a full-service outpatient medical clinic, which has been providing health care in Miami-Dade County since 77, the clinic's mission is to provide patients with a patient-centered medical home with high-quality, affordable primary health care and specialty services, chronic disease management, and support services. Now, if we could just get to a new building. Oh, that's another item. Never mind. Go ahead. Tell us about the work you do.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Richardson.
it's difficult to look around today and find any evidence of love or care and government functioning well. But I have to say that our federal government, in a bipartisan manner, has 1,400 community health centers around this country, 15,000 locations, taking care of millions of patients that otherwise would not be cared for. Regardless of their ability to pay, they get their medical care. And that's something I think we can all be very proud of and thankful for, and have a little hope that our future will contain more kinds of caring, loving things like the federal government is doing with the Bureau of Primary Health Care. And thank you very much for recognizing that.
Sure. Thank and you. Yes, give them a round of applause. Come on. So in addition to all the work you do daily, we also want to recognize that you won an award, a $250,000 grant, basically because of the work you've done in the community, I think related to COVID. That's a Pfizer grant, right?
Yes.
And what are you going to do with that money?
Provide free vaccines and medical care to those who need it and can't afford it.
So they got $250,000, and they're putting all the money right back into the program to support our community. Thank you very much.
Thank
Come
you.
On up. Let's get a picture.
Two.
The next proclamation is PA 22.
David, this is yours.
Proclamation, Public Works Department earns reaccreditation.
Okay, where's our Public Works Department? On August 17th of this year, the City of Miami Beach's Public Works Department earned reaccreditation by the American Public Works Association for another 4 years. For more than 80 years, the association has been steadfast in its mission to advance professional excellence. The City of Miami Beach Public Works Department was the first municipality in South Florida to receive the accreditation in 2007. Additionally, it has the distinction of being only one of 24 municipalities in the entire state of Florida and 194 in all of North America and Canada. So congratulations, Joe. We're so proud of the work you do and your team, and you help us every day. Tell us about this and the work you do.
Thank you, sir. And on behalf of the 350-plus women and men of the Public Works Department, we thank you for this recognition. This was a labor that took over a year to put together this reaccreditation, and it's a very comprehensive audit that's done by other public works officials throughout the country that come and audit us. So I am immensely proud of the men and women that represent public works and the work they do every day, because we're on the clock 24/7, 365. And we want to thank the residents of Miami Beach, because they're our eyes out there, and they're the ones that keep us focused on our mission. So thank you, Vice Mayor. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And Lewis and I got to see your team quite a bit when we were doing the food distributions, because you guys were there doing the cleanup after everyone. So we applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Madam Manager, would you like to say anything?
Sure. I just want to take the opportunity to congratulate Joe and the entire team. Like procurement, I think that all of you understand how committed we are to excellence and to always raising the bar on that as a management team, and I'm extremely proud of the work that you do every day. I know that I've called you in the middle of the night over so many different things in the last couple of years, and I just want to congratulate you, commend you, as well as the procurement department for everything that you represent for our city.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Sure.
Come on. Come on, guys.
Everybody look at me, please.
Right.
Over here, over here.
Over there.
Got it. No.
Right here. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Keep up the good work, guys. Are we on 13?
Yes, sir. So the next item is PA 13, Go Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Proclamation, requested by Commissioners Dominguez and Rosa Gonzalez.
Thank you. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and breast cancer is the second most common cancer in American women after skin cancer. Increasing public knowledge about the importance of early detection and treatment can save many lives. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is an opportunity to unite all in the community to prevent related deaths through increased education and urging regular screenings. During the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the City of Miami Beach recognizes the women and men who courageously fight to survive, detect, treat, prevent, and support the survivors and thrivers of this devastating disease. The city encourages our employees and residents to participate in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Miami Walk on Saturday, October 28th.
So, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
Very briefly, our city manager organized this, so thank you so much. She also gave me a mandate to find something pink in my closet, which was not easy to do, but I did, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Just to let you know, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So 12.5% of our population will at some point be diagnosed. But the good news about breast cancer is that if you early detect it, in 99% of the cases, it can be eradicated and cured. So that is why we are out here today proclaiming October, thank you, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So thank you. Oh, and go get your mammogram if you haven't had one.
And Mr. Mayor, yeah. I just want to also share that thanks to the support of all of you, the members of the City Commission, we're going to have a mammogram truck coming to the city, providing free mammograms to uninsured women over the age of 40 who are low income. I believe it's October 20th. And anyone who needs more information about that or who may want to sign up, because pre-registration is required, can call my office, and we can assist with that. But to your message, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, we're going to be having that free service here in Miami Beach, October 20th in North Beach.
And I believe we have someone here on behalf.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners, and Alina Hudak. We are so grateful for your continued support. But there are some things I want to highlight today, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. So, first of all, the City of Miami Beach raised over $30,000 last year as a team for our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, and that's just absolutely incredible. So congratulations. Additionally, this year, we have City Manager Alina Hudak spearheading our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer and Commissioner Alex Fernandez representing as a Men Wear Pink ambassador, so we are so grateful for them. I do want to highlight some Florida numbers, though, so we can understand where our money is going locally. So your dollars do make a difference in your community, and we are currently funding 18 grants in Florida totaling $13.3 million, with $2.2 million granted locally to the University of Miami. We are the only organization that integrates advocacy, discovery, and patient support to measurably improve the lives of cancer patients and their families. And over the last two decades, this non-competitive walk has grown collectively into the nation's largest breast cancer movement, and it happens in over 150 cities, gratefully here as well. And all of them do provide a supportive community for courageous breast cancer survivors, metastatic breast cancer thrivers, caregivers, and families alike. And that's why this year we will unite Miami against breast cancer on Saturday, October 28th at Lone Depot Park. And we invite you, your friends, and your family to join us, and we cannot wait to see you all there. Thank you.
All righty.
Additionally, we have some T-shirts for you.
Yeah,
so.
We got them.
Mr. Mayor, if we could invite the city team, the members of the city team that are here to join us for the picture. Morgan didn't identify herself, but she is Morgan Simon from the American Cancer Society, and we thank them very much for our partnership. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Lauren Fertel, who leads the city's efforts, and she's done this extraordinary job. We host them. 5, 6, 7 different events throughout the month of October, and we have 70-plus teams participating, and we have survivors with us from our employee base, and we're really proud to be a part of this program. Thank you.
Okay, man. Man?
I'm wearing pink.
Can we get one looking right here? Right here?
We do have big socks.
Thank you.
What makes you think I'm wearing underwear? Okay. All right. Thank you all. Now we're going to move to a series. Commissioner Arreola, you have a group beginning at PA 15. You can go down if
okay,
you
want. Okay. Yeah. Let me just read because I have my notes on me, and then I'll go down and present. Just a couple things. Normally I don't do a lot of proclamations and things. I think I've given out 3 in my total 8 years here, and one of them, was to a woman we know, Molly Horowitz, who's I think she's 104 years old now, maybe more. Molly, who's a Holocaust survivor, and really has had an amazing, both accomplished and tragic life. So I try to, really recognize folks. Who really exhibit the tremendous accomplishments and have lived these very full lives, and my slew of honorees today, I chose them really one sort of category, although all of them tend to have a real estate background. The reason I chose these, and I've known most of them or all of them for my entire 8 years on the commission, is because they fall into the category of creators, doers, risk takers, people that have made, the kind of characteristics that make this country great. But I've also witnessed these gentlemen all have gone through different, trials and tribulations over the 8 years in their professional and personal capacity. A lot of it, driven either by us as a commission or, residents here who, really tend to sometimes say some really unfair and inaccurate things to people who I think really should be heralded for their accomplishments and contributions to our community and our city. These are the folks that Teddy Roosevelt, talks about in his famous Man in the Arena speech, which are the folks that, don't stand on the sidelines. Folks that are willing to step into the arena, take the slings and arrows of their peers and community to try to actually get something accomplished in life. A lot of these folks, I think every single one of them, call or have called Miami Beach home. Some of them are generational residents who were born and raised here, raising their families here. And, put their blood, sweat, and tears into our city, put their reputations and capital on the line. And a lot of them are building projects that we're all going to live in, shop in, dine in, fall in love in, raise families in. And I think they really should, be heralded for the risk that they take and the contributions that they make to our community, rather than sometimes, being held out for things like, I think an unfair treatment. So I want to recognize them because I think these are the best in class in their respective categories for what they've done for our city. So in no particular order, I'm going to call up my first proclamation for Todd Michael Glazer, and I'll read the proclamation, then I'll walk down and do the rest from the floor. Are we going to read them or no?
I typically paraphrase them.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase them because I've got 5 and they're long as getting late. But, Todd Michael Glazer is a native of Miami Beach. He's been deeply influenced by the architectural wonders of our hometown, particularly the designs of Morris Lapidus and the timeless beauty of the Mediterranean styles in Miami Beach, Palm Beach, and Coral Gables. He actually began his journey in the world of construction by drafting plans for numerous iconic Miami and Miami Beach buildings, including the Jackie Gleason Theater. And then, you know, I think he's turned a lot of our real estate here into some of the most desirable homes from some of the most discerning buyers around the world. And I think he's an example of, you know, someone who maybe, you know, in contemporaneous times, you know, causes folks to have differing opinions. But I think in due course, over the coming generation and decades, his projects in Miami Beach are going to be the ones that future residents and future commissions are going to be fighting to preserve here in our city. So I just wanted to take the moment and recognize Todd for all the contributions that you've made to our city, helping our tax base. And I think, you know, time is going to be very kind to you.
Thank you.
I'll walk down. If you want to say a quick word while I walk down, we'll take pictures.
Thank you for this honor. We've been, you know, I've been here 59 years, and it's pretty amazing to get this. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do pictures.
Yeah.
All right.
Next item is PA 16, Proclamation Lyle Stern.
Lyle Stern.
I think another gentleman that needs no introduction, well known and I think beloved by most is our good friend Lyle Stern.
I like him.
What do you mean most?
So Lyle, again, you know, a really important member of our community, invests his time, efforts, you know, leading, you know, the Lincoln Road bid, has been an invaluable advisor to me over the years on what's happening in our city, trends in real estate, and just a really impartial, you know, business and friend. Advisor. Lyle is the co-founder of Vertical Real Estate, a dominant retail leasing company based in Miami Beach, and has been a leader in the real estate leasing profession for over 30 years. And the City of Miami Beach hereby recognizes and honors him for his outstanding contributions to our economy and the culture of Miami Beach. He's been responsible for leasing significant developments throughout South Florida and in Miami Beach, and promoting and encouraging the continued development of a diverse, vibrant, and pedestrian-friendly mixed-use neighborhood, not only in Miami Beach, but throughout our community in downtown and Wynwood. Lyle's invested in the Miami Beach community by developing retail projects in South Beach, Lincoln Road, Mid Beach, and North Beach, and is an active member of the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, Board of Governors. He co-chairs the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Task Force during the pandemic. And in addition, has served as president of the Lincoln Road Business Improvement District. Lyle has raised his family here and is a Miami Beach resident. He is a dedicated and longstanding resident and leader in our community, serving as president of the Police Athletic League, leading the effort to build the Powell Building, serving as president of the Fraternal Order of Police, and creating the Upper North Bay Road Homeowners Association, and serving as an active member of the Miami Beach Board of Realtors. So thank you for everything.
Commissioner, thank you. I just want to take 1 second to thank you and thank the commission. I am blessed to have been able to be raised here by my parents and start my business here over 30 years ago. My wife and I raise our family here. I've been supported by so many commissions and administrations, and I want to thank this commission and this administration for all the hard work that, that they do, and I thank you for this honor. And I thank our Annabelle and Claudia from the Lincoln Road bid and the hard work that they do. So thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Natalie as well.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Good.
Next item is PA 17, Proclamation Matisse Cohen.
All right. So another person well known to all of us, a man I'm honored to call a friend and mentor and advisor over the years. And, you know, actually Matisse is the only two-time recipient of this award from me. That's how highly I think of Matisse. So let me read a little bit about Matisse, because I wrote this and I tried to lay it on thick, hopefully get him to cry. So the City of Miami Beach proudly recognizes the unwavering determination and trailblazing initiatives of Matisse Cohen in establishing the Community Redevelopment Agency, the CRA, in the heart of our cherished North Beach community. And I don't think people truly recognize or acknowledge the fact that that CRA would not have happened but for you. Everyone loves to take credit, but they forget where it came from. So thank you for that. Matisse fearlessly charted a course throughout the murky waters of bureaucratic reluctance at different levels of government and public skepticism, ultimately achieving the improbable and transforming this vision into a resounding success. The origins of this extraordinary endeavor can be traced back to the early 2014 Mayor's Blue Ribbon Panel, a battleground where revitalization concepts were fiercely debated and contested. This effort extended beyond to his advocacy during countless public charrettes, leading to the creation of the North Beach Master Plan and the subsequent North Beach Town Center overlay that emerged from that plan. During these pivotal moments, Mr. Cohen, an indomitable champion, was summoned due to his unparalleled comprehension of the intricate legal and bureaucratic labyrinth of our city and county, and his extraordinary ability to mobilize local support, thereby transforming mere aspirations into concrete achievements. Mr. Cohen is a supermensch to the North Beach community and a titan of industry, whose pioneering spirit ushered forth the establishment of the CRA and played a vital role in the metamorphosis of vision into reality. This ensured the future prosperity and vibrancy of our beloved North Beach community. And Mr. Cohen's exceptional endeavors serve as an embodiment of inspiration for all of us, underscoring the profound significance of public service, active community involvement, and the transformation might of local governments. Thank you, Matisse.
Thank you very much. This was not a sole endeavor, but it was a work of passion. And I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that most of the ideas that came to fruition were first brought up in the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Panel that was established in 2014-15. Which Ricky Arriola chaired, stewarded. I also want to recognize Marguerite Ramos, Betsy Perez, John Alleman, Sandor Scher, Russell Galbit, Sally Heyman, and Eileen Higgins, who all were champions of these ideas and helped to manifest them into reality. So this was a group effort, and I want to thank you very much for this acknowledgement. Thank you.
Thank you. Get in the middle, guys.
Commissioners, Look, I didn't do any of these for 8 years, so thanks for the indulgence. We only got two more.
All right. Next item.
All right. And next up, again, someone well-known to all of us will be attending a very important groundbreaking very soon up in North Beach at the Ocean Terrace location. But this next proclamation is for Sandra Scheer. Sandor, you want to come up? So, you know, Sandor is another example of what I talked about in my intro, is someone who has just had incredible resilience over, you know, the decade plus, actually more, that he's been trying to bring his vision to our community. And it's been a real honor to watch you work and the patience and resilience that you've exhibited to help create what I think is going to be an amazing amenity and neighborhood in the very near future, Sandor. So Sandra Scheer is the esteemed principal of Claro Development and Ocean Terrace Holdings. He leads a distinguished full-time real estate development firm dedicated to developing premier services in residential, hospitality, commercial, and mixed-use sectors, firmly establishing himself as a beacon of excellence in both the business sector and an invaluable realm of community enhancement. Sandra's visionary leadership and steadfast commitment have been instrumental in the planning of the transformative Ocean Terrace development, a project that promises revitalization of North Beach's oceanfront area into a connected, thriving destination for residents, reflecting his unwavering dedication to community planning and welfare. Sandra's commitment to community well-being is demonstrated through teamwork with the police department, personally handing out Thanksgiving dinners to North Beach families in need, through his efforts organizing the Ocean Terrace Toy Drive in collaboration with local businesses. The drive has provided toys to over 1,500 children in our community over the past 7 years. Through his continuous contributions to the Sabrina Cohen Foundation and their mission to enhance and improve the lives of those with physical challenges, through his dedication to the Morning Family Foundation, developing leadership in the development of the Overtown Youth Center, all of which exemplify his selfless devotion to making a difference. Sandra's remarkable dedication to the welfare of our elderly community is reflected by his leadership in the construction of the North Beach Oceanfront Senior Center, has generously supported the senior meal program at the Unidad Community Center, a program that nourishes more than 100 seniors with daily meals, and provided his support on the city's senior soccer program, embodying his commitment to our seniors. Not done. The Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, in recognition of his exceptional contributions, has awarded him the Champion of Business Award, recognizing his outstanding contribution. His achievements have also led to prestigious recognitions from the Dade Heritage Trust, such as the 2016 Historic Preservation Award, and receiving an honor as a nominee for Citibank Business Beach Citizen of the Year Award, further underscoring his commitment to improving our community, affirming his status as a leader in responsible development, and upholding the importance of philanthropic initiatives. Thank you, Sandor.
Thank you. You know, just real quick, all of this, for all of you and for me, all of this focuses on legacy. And we like to think that we do something that makes the world and other people's lives a better place. So something that really goes back to my experience with the historic buildings that we've worked on, my work with, I mean, I don't know how to say no to the philanthropic side, so it's something I enjoy tremendously, and it's something I know means a tremendous amount to the community. Our legacy is really all that we're left with at the end. and we all see that at different points. I'd like to say special thanks to a few folks that are not on the dais, and then and obviously to everyone there, Commissioner Aleman, Commissioner Malikoff, Commissioner Grieco, Commissioner Steinberg, Mayor Levine, Commissioner Gongora, and then our current commissioners. You know, Ricky, obviously, you have been someone that has been there every step of the way for everything that we've done, both for the community and all of the things that we've tried to do. And Commissioner Fernandez and Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, Commissioner Miner, Mayor Gelber, Commissioner Dominguez, Commissioner Richardson, you know, all of us. Also, a special thank you to Raul, who is not here, and Rafael, who we worked very, very closely with to make all of this happen. You know, we have these brilliant ideas, and then you and Raul have to actually figure it out. So we're grateful for that. Very much appreciate, again, Montes Cohn, who has been a sounding board and somebody who, when you think you might be, you had enough, he convinces you that you need to have more. Our city manager, Jimmy Morales, who helped shepherd all of this in, and obviously my partner and very close friend, Alex Blavatnik. All of those people I really want to thank very much for all this honor.
Next item is PA 19, proclamation to Russell Galvin.
All right, to a gentleman who truly does not need an introduction. I think he's probably in City Hall almost as much as we are, because he's got so much stuff going on in our city. But you know. I did want to take a moment to recognize, you know, Russell for his contributions to our city. You're talking about a man in the arena, Russell is that man in the arena. I mean, I've told you many times, I don't know how or why you do what you do, given the amount of, pressure and things that are thrown your way. But, you know, if it weren't for folks like you willing to step into the arena, I don't think, our communities would get very far. And so, I want to take this moment to acknowledge your resiliency and, just commitment to trying to make our city better. We don't always agree on stuff, but I still admire your courage and resiliency to try to push forward. I think, some of the stuff I'll say only scratches the surface of what you and your family have done for our community and will continue to do. Russell, a native son of Miami Beach, has dedicated his life's work to the betterment of our beloved community and beyond, standing as a beacon of innovation and generosity. Russell currently serves as the managing principal of Crescent Heights, chairman of Norwegian Cruise Line, and chairman of CFO Investments, embodying excellence in leadership in the realms of real estate development, travel, and private wealth management. Mr. Galbitz's visionary leadership alongside Crescent Heights, one of America's foremost developers of community of quality residential apartments and condominiums, has been instrumental in mixed-use real estate sector for over three decades, contributing to the vibrancy and growth of communities across the nation. Russell's role as chairman of CFO Investments, a firm specializing in real estate development and investments, has resulted in valuable partnerships in South Florida, residential projects, fostering economic growth and enriching the real estate landscape. Russell Galbitz's philanthropic spirit knows no bounds, as exemplified by his founding gift to the Miami Beach JCC, which we celebrated earlier today, and his steadfast support for numerous organizations in Miami Beach and beyond, demonstrating the profound importance of giving back to society and standing as pillars in the community, making him one of the most charitable individuals in our community. His remarkable gift of Canopy Park to the city of Miami Beach, a cutting-edge three-acre community park designed with sustainability in mind, reflects his commitment to environmental stewardship and community well-being. showcasing the transformative power of landscape architecture. So thank you, Russell.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Areola. I'd like to acknowledge and thank some of those that are no longer here with us. The first thanks would go to my grandparents, who brought my father here in 1929 to settle. My father was a military officer, well, very forceful individual. He went to law school, was the father of some other members of this commission, and you know, he was able to bring all four of his sons back to Miami Beach, and he believed in Miami Beach. This is really a surprise and something really beautiful, and I'll tell you that every single person that has gotten an award, every single organization that has gotten an award today is an integral part of the fabric of our community. So the fact that I can be part of that and share with these individuals is something really special, because you know, it takes a lot to do things. It's very easy to sit back and do nothing and just complain about everything. But to actually try to make the community a better place, that's something very special. And that is something that you have done, Commissioner Areola, and this commission under the leadership and guidance of its mayor. So I really, really want to commend everybody on the dais and everybody. I really want to thank everybody else who's gotten an award here today, because it's very special. And I would like to do a personal privilege. I would like to call upon somebody to join me here. She's here at her second commission meeting. And the truth is that we didn't do very well at the first one she attended. So I would like to ask my wife, Ronnelly, and my daughter, and my grandchildren to come up. Actually, I'd like to have all my family come up, because they really deserve it. You are a product of who you are friends with and who your family is. And let me tell you, that's what it's all about. In the end, it's all about family. We have our business partners, we have our family, and we have our associates. And it's really very special. I can't seem to get my wife up, but maybe I can get my grandchildren.
Come on up. Make it a way up.
Come on up. It's very special.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mr. Mayor, everybody who's on the board. I know it's not easy being a commissioner. I know that you do have disagreements from time to time. But there's something to be said about civility and love, because at the end of the day, we all love each other. We're one community. We work together. And it's with a lot of pride and a lot of love that we accomplish everything that we do with tenderness. My mother said it's great to work hard, always search for excellence, but whatever you do, to do it with love and kindness. And I think we try to do that every single day, and you guys certainly do that as well. Thank you.
Galvin family members, come on up, please.
Hey, I want to add one thank you. Not to you, Russell, but he mentioned our parents were in law school. My father went to law school with Russell's father, and they both were here, I guess, in the GI Bill. They both had served in, my dad was the Army Air Corps. I think your dad was as well. Right. And they sat next to each other in law school, Galbit and Gelber. And my father was a reserved man who never wanted to be called on. And so every time he was called on, your father would answer for him. And literally, my father said that the only way he got through law school was because Captain Galbit actually made sure that he was constantly answering questions, even though he never uttered a word for 3 years of law school. So thank you very much for your family history with ours. Thank you. All right, last one is, isn't there just one left?
Yeah, one left. PA-20, Proclamation, Marcelle Lopez, Alicia Grunkmeyer, and Lillian Bravo, requested by Commissioner Dominguez.
Commissioner Dominguez, you're
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Bring us home.
All right.
Before we have to start again.
So for Hispanic Heritage Month, I wanted to acknowledge three senior ladies, one from South Beach Federation, the other from Collins Park, and the third one from North Beach. And the first one I'll do in English, the other two in Spanish. For The first certificate of recognition is for Ms. Marcelie Lopez. And I've known Marcelie for many years, almost 10 years now. And she is just one of the kindest, most selfless people you will ever meet. She was born in Honduras and lived there for the first 27 years of her life, and later moved to the Cayman Islands, and that's where she learned English. For many years, she volunteered with the Jewish community, and she later relocated to Florida with her family, specifically into Miami Beach. And she's always devoted herself to helping members of the community. She drives. A lot of people in her community don't have a car, don't drive, and she selflessly is available to take them where they need to go. While in Miami Beach, she worked for over 20 years at Mount Sinai in the emergency room and radiology departments. She helps shop for seniors, and she really takes care of those seniors with limited mobility. So thank you, Marcelie Lopez. The next one is Lillian Bravo. Y esto lo voy a hacer en español para que lo entienda usted también. Lillian nació en Trujillo, en Venezuela, y después vivió en Caracas antes de mudarse para los Estados Unidos en Miami. En Miami hay una comunidad grande venezolana, y en 2017, cuando ella se mudó, se encantó con la ciudad y con la comunidad. Ella es voluntaria para los seniors en Miami Beach, específicamente en Unidad, y ella ayuda también con clases privadas religiosas. Es una encantadora, ella ama mucho a su familia y a la comunidad, y te agradecemos mucho todo, Lillian, por lo que haces.
Gracias.
Y la tercera, de North Beach, Alicia Gronkemeyer. Gracias por todo, gracias por tu amistad, y te agradezco todo lo que haces. Para decirle a ustedes un poquito de Alicia, ella nació en Villa Vicencio, Colombia, y vivió la mayoría de su vida en esa ciudad. Eventualmente, ella trabajó para el Registro Nacional de Colombia y vivió ahí por 27 años. En el 99 se mudó para los Estados Unidos y se encantó mucho con Miami Beach. Y desde el principio, siendo jovencita, siempre ayudaba a los seniors de su comunidad. Y ella trabaja mucho con diferentes miembros de la comunidad. Es íntima amiga de nuestra Liliana Martínez, y con ella es campeona para la gente que aprendan a votar. Yo he visto durante diferentes campañas que Alicia, sin tormento ninguno, coge su auto, recoge a seniors en diferentes edificios y los quiere ayudar. Tiene un corazón de oro, y por eso te lo agradecemos muchísimo. Gracias a las tres. Muchas felicidades.
Thank you very much. Okay. What are we going to do later than that? You're a very good job. Very nice, Laura.
Would you look at me, please?
All right. That is it for our proclamations. Thank you all for coming. We're going to get back to our agenda.